Welcome to the Murphy, Sam, and Jody After the Show podcast. I had a weird scam moment again. You remember a couple of months ago, I had my identity stolen? You know,
I do remember that day. Another me on the
streets. Hey, how do we know it's you?
Right, yeah, right. And, you know, so I had to lock down my social security number, all that stuff. You know, because
all our
bank
accounts.
I need
to be able to get back in, by the way.
Yeah, right.
Good luck, Carl.
Right. You know, I thought I couldn't get a loan before. I really can't get a loan right now. It's all locked up tight. But anyway, you know, it's a very real thing. And I actually think I know possibly where it came from.
Okay.
I was shredding. I took some documents to be shredded. I'm not going to say where I took them to be shredded, but it's one of these places that offers it as a service. And I've never really done that
before, but they
guarantee it, you know, to be secure. And, you know, I think you're supposed to be able to drop it in the receptacle yourself.
But when I
brought it over there, I couldn't get past some boxes to get to the little shredder. And so an employee took it from me and said, you know, I'll take care of this for you. And again, I can't prove anything. I don't know. But they got, you know, just kind of put in a stack on top of, and they weren't put in the shredder, and the place was very busy. And I probably should have said something to that moment.
I can't believe you didn't.
I know.
You who never lets anything like this go.
I know. I shouldn't have. So, you know, it's very possible.
It's been haunting you, hasn't it?
It has been, because those documents had my social on it. And
did they have mine on it, too?
Yeah, they did. Yeah.
I'm so glad you were so lackadaisical at the shred place.
I didn't mean to. You know, it's just,
man, he won't keep milk that's near expiration date in the fridge, but you left that?
It was just one of those moments. I trust the place. It's a place that I frequent a lot. It's like, they're not going to,
we don't know how.
And probably about 15 of my closest friends, I've got their socials.
Oh, you do not.
No, I don't. But anyway, I just think that maybe that's where it came from. And so when I was doing prepping for taxes over last weekend, I decided I was going to shred my own stuff. I'm like, you know, right. I have a shredder. It overheats, and so you can only do like 30 pages at a time, and then it shuts off half hour.
Is that normal? I don't have a shredder. Is that normal for
a smaller shredder? Yeah, I mean, considering what it's doing, it's crunching paper up.
Considering how much stuff we have to shred.
It's a safety switch. It keeps it from melting, I guess, or whatever. So, you know, I mean, I was doing that to be safe. What I was getting to, the scam part, it actually wasn't directly to me. It was in reverse. I was reaching out to one of our coworkers over the weekend just to check on them after seeing them, you know, some tough moments that, you know, they were going through. And I'd sent the note to, you know, just a couple of different, you know, coworkers, and I didn't get a response from one of them. And I thought, well, you know, I mean, it's the weekend. I wouldn't think about work either. Mm-hmm. Don't worry about it, you know. And so anyway, I got to have the conversation this morning, and I went up to her and said, hey, did you get my text over the weekend? She said, no, I didn't get your text over the weekend. I said, well, yeah, I just sent a message. It just said, I was checking on you. And she said, oh, that was you.
she didn't have your number saved.
And she said, no, I thought you were a scam artist or something, because she didn't recognize the number, you know, and that's the whole thing. That's really what I'm getting at here. I get that, because I don't even answer my phone anymore. If it doesn't show up as a contact I know, the worst that's going to happen is they'll go to voicemail and I'll call them back. I don't ever answer the phone anymore if it's not a contact name. So I totally understand that. Same thing with the text. And I mean, if she doesn't know it's me, And it's not somebody that I text regularly.
Well, you could have said, hey, this is Murphy, checking on you.
You know what? I probably should have done that.
That's okay.
Probably should have done that. I didn't think about that, you know? It was just sort of this generic, you know, hey, checking
how
on
you.
Everything okay?
Right. I wouldn't have answered that either.
Yeah, I can see how that's a scam message.
Who's this?
Right.
Delete? Right.
And sometimes it's better not to respond anyway, because you're worried somebody's going to somehow, it's a working number. I'll spam it or whatever. So I understood that, and but I verified, that's her number, and she's like, okay, well, I'm going to put your number in my contacts now, and so she did that.
Nice. Now you can mess with her.
Right. Well, hey, it's me again.
Right. What I did tell her, though, is, you know, I'll be glad to deposit that $2,000 back into your account that I stole from you. No, but you know, it's,
oh my gosh,
it's just weird. It made me realize, okay, well, good, she handles this the way that I would handle that too.
We all have to
be that way, right?
We all do, so much so I feel like we've overcorrected. Wasn't there something recently that we missed, Murphy, because you thought it was a scam and somebody was trying to get in touch with us and it was important? Something like that a couple of years ago, maybe a rebate or something, or my car and a recall, something. And it was like, you've been ignoring that for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're about to miss out on something.
Well, the thing is, I started the past 2 months getting some of those randoms. And it's always like, hey, did you make it home last night? Or just weird, just a sentence out of nowhere.
Really?
And it's like, I want to respond at the conscientious way and say, yeah, I think you have the wrong number.
Right.
But it's like,
that's how they
Murphy
hook you.
Kicks if
they
in. Get Murphy you. Jumps into my head and he goes, scam. Don't answer it.
Yeah.
Because then they'll know that this is a legit number and who knows what they can do.
Yeah. Right. Correct. If they can get you talking, they can possibly, their hope is to get someone who is whatever in need of talking to somebody.
Right. An active number or whatever. And your phone, it may be floating out there on the dark web, you know?
Yeah.
And I remember talking to our oldest daughter, Taylor, about that. She says, yeah, Dad, I don't mess with the dark web. So it's like, I don't even know
what the dark web
how
really is.
How do you even log into the dark web, you know?
I don't even know what it really is. Right.
Excuse me, do you have the address for the dark web?
Right. It's a real thing, you know. And so there are people that know how to actually get to it, you know. Not me.
Not us dropping off stacks of paperwork at the shred place and going, see ya.
I don't want to be the guy logging into the dark web and say, excuse me.
Can somebody tell me how to use this?
Is this social security number floating out here? Yeah.
Oh, God.
You have to be vigilant. And I really hope that by the time we become senior citizens or in our older days where you're easily scammed, that we've been through enough of this time where we're not going to
be
trusting of
scammed.
Any of that.
I think we'll be anti-trusting.
Right.
Yes, we will have been through enough of it, but there's somebody that knows the way to get to you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Whether they know you or they don't know you, there's a line that would work on you.
Everybody has
maybe
that.
Maybe you don't know what it is right
vulnerability.
Now.
Vulnerability.
Yeah.
Right. Everybody has that soft spot.
Yeah.
That peak of interest.
Mm-hmm. Well, thanks for giving me hope.
Well, thanks for giving away our
just
social
something
security
to worry
numbers.
About in about 30 years.
Missed any part of the show? Get it all on the Murphy, Sam & Jody podcast.